Well, the news during the week that a fisherman had died after falling off a trawler on the Donegal coast is a tragic reminder of just how dangerous life at sea can be. Well, the Marine Casualty Investigation Board is a body that investigates accidents at sea. And they say fatalities and injuries remain too high, especially on boats under 15 metres in length. Last month, the board called on the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, to step up awareness campaigns about the danger of fishing alone. But many inshore skippers say they simply have no choice. Economic pressures combined with changing weather patterns mean that for many, fishing solo is the only viable option. Well, one of those skippers is Seamus Brannock, a Connemara fisherman and former BIM regional manager. He met Lorna Siggins on the deck of his 10-metre boat Cruach na Cara at Ardwest Pier beyond Carna, and he explained why, for many inshore fishers, going it alone has become a way of life.
This is going back over 30 years when I was fishing on a more serious basis now than I am now. One morning before I went to, before going to sea, I just saw there was a hole in my Wellingtons or my rubber boots. Went to the local shop. He hadn't my size, which is size 11. He gave me size 12. And he said, put on a couple of pairs of socks, that'll do you. So I didn't put on the couple of pairs of socks, went fishing. My crewman didn't turn up. So I went out fishing, hauling pots. I had a mixture of timber-made pots, which are lighter, and steel pots. So in the last fleet of pots I was hauling off MacDara's Island, whatever me or happened to me, my foot got caught on the rope that was taking the pots out. So I couldn't get myself up to the wheelhouse to stop the engine, or to the where the engine was located to lift the engine cover and stop it. So no knife handy. So luckily enough, the size 12 Wellington went out with the rope and the pots. So I stayed on board. And it taught me a lesson after that. I had a false sense of security at the time. I had a crewman.
Yes.
And if anything happened,
he was going to help you.
He was going to help.
But he wasn't
there. But he wasn't there, you know. After that, I had a knife aft. I had a knife near the hauler. I had always a knife near the hauler, but that day I couldn't get near the hauler.
Right, which is near the bow.
Yeah, yeah, up near the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So after that, and we all did it, because I told the story to my friends here, and we all got big butcher knives, and we had them back at the after the boat, and if anything happened that we got entangled or anything, that we cut the ropes away.
Okay, if you've been wearing size 11 Wellington
boots. If I was spare size 11, to be a big tussle between myself and the pots, the boat going ahead at about 2 knots that time.
You in the water.
And me trying to stay on board and being pulled out.
Yeah.
So.
Would not be good.
A solitary tale, as I say.
Yeah, because you can't really recover from that situation. You're being pulled out. The boat is moving forward.
Well, you see, it has happened on boats with crew on it. There was a boat on the west-northwest coast, and the crewman was pulled out with the pots out through the shooting door. It happened down the southwest. It happened a lot in England. At the moment, if we're getting 4 or 5 days a month,
really?
That's what it's working out at the moment. Unless you get a very good spell of. We got a decent spell there in August. When I was fishing in the 90s, we could nearly go out every day. Crewman was always paid a share on a share basis of the catch. If you have a good catch, he has a good day's wages. You don't get anything, he doesn't get anything. Mm-hmm. But you can't expect a crewman to be 2 weeks ashore waiting for a break in the weather that you go out.
So the Marine Casualty Investigation Board is recommending that the Minister for Transport initiate a campaign about the dangers of single operations inshore fishing.
Well, it's not practical. It's up to the fisherman himself to decide whether he can afford to have a crewman. In the last couple of years, the summer now is end of March, April, May. August 2024, 3 or 4 days fishing.
Yeah, I suppose this year was a little bit better, wasn't it?
It was, but it wasn't that great either. With a lot of wind, you know, and where we fish here in Carna, we fish out near Scarred Rocks. And that's why they're called Scarred Rocks. They're exposed.
Very rough.
A calm day is lovely, but you go out there in the first 3 to 4, you're talking maybe about a 2 metre swell. There's a swell in the sea then aligned with wind. Here, we're exposed from every wind. The only time in here in Carna that we get decent weather, we get a high in the Baltic, a northeasterly or an easterly wind. Northeasterly wind, they call it the hungry wind.
Why is it called the hungry wind?
You don't get any fish.
Okay. So it flattens the sea, but you don't get the fish.
Yeah. We have fleets or slings of 12 pots, sometimes 15 pots. They go out in them less than a couple of minutes.
Right.
They go out very, very fast.
Yeah.
That's the sort of modern system now. And
right.
The first thing when you come on the pier in the morning, the first thing you do is walking down the steps. Some steps can be slippy. The first thing you do, oilskins, life jacket. You get your boat ready, you get your baits ready and things like that. You head out to sea. You come up on your fleet of pots. You go to the pots. You throw out your grapple.
Right, that's the grapple.
You bring in the buoy and the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it on the hauler. It comes in, the first pot comes in on the roller, lands on the table here.
Yeah.
It's emptied, baited, and it's left on the deck then.
Right.
So once you go through your 12, 15, 22, some boats have 22 pots in a sling, 40. When that is done, your buoy is thrown out through a shooting door or a ramp,
mm-hmm.
and crewman goes to one side, if there's a crewman. The skipper goes into the wheelhouse, and the pots go out. So if there's a tangle or anything like that in the pots, let them out. Don't go near any ropes that are being dragged
getting
out to sea.
Out.
Safety on a fishing boat is of primary importance. Proper gear, oilskins, proper footwear, life jacket, or PFD, I should say.
Personal flotation
yeah,
device.
With the EPIRB.
And the EPIRB is the emergency position indicating
yeah,
radio beacon.
Yeah. If you had the unfortunate experience of going overboard, you just activate the EPIRB on your life jacket or your PFD. So that sends a satellite immediately. That's another important aspect. Have your PFD serviced every year. Send it to a recognised dealer and get it serviced every year. That could save your life.
Yeah.
That was Connemara fisherman Seamus Brannock speaking to Lorna Siggins.